Welcome back to Gino's Grill here in Southington. It's our final show of the season. Coach stuck in traffic somewhere. He'll be here when he gets here. But one of the events, now Gino, as you all know, is quite the entrepreneur. You know, the restaurant business, the wine business, sauce business with his mom. But he also has been a part of a leadership conference the last, well, biannually, I guess, every 18 months or so. And this year will be in October at Mohegan Sun. And to talk about that is one of the folks who helps put it together, the academic director of the Gino Auriemma Leadership Conference. And that's Lucy Gilson, who is quite the world traveler. Born in England, grew up in, Brazil and Peru. And now how in the world did you get stuck in Connecticut?
So I'm actually going to backtrack here because I was actually born in Portugal. But I took a job at the University of Connecticut. It's a great place to work as a management professor. And so that's what brought me here.
And you've been here 15 years. How did the conference get started with Coach?
So Gino believes firmly in leadership and the importance of leadership and is really passionate about that. And I think also wanting to be known as more than a basketball coach, being someone who is a great leader on and off the court. So he approached Susan Herbst, who approached me, and we got to work.
One of the things that I get to see, and people understand this about Gino, he's a great observer of talent on the floor. He just has this knack of knowing how things are going to work or if they're going to work. Imagine you kind of have to have that in the business world as well. Just have to have that knack of who works well where, does that person fit in, that sort of thing.
Not only who works well where, but who works well together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, this year's conference is on leadership transitions and building winning teams. So a lot of being a successful leader is figuring out who to put together when and also when to disband the team.
Now, you mentioned the theme. How are themes selected?
Good question. Well, we work closely with our business partners and our alumni, and so we will talk to people and what are some of the issues they're facing in the business world, what are some of the things where academics can inform practice, and what's something that Gino is passionate about. So we sort of triangulate and put it all together.
Boy, yeah, and he is a stickler for practice, and that's why they are as good as they are. The attention to detail that started with the foundation that both he and Chris Daly put together from day one. Many of the things they set back then still work today. What about the business world? It's changed so much for a lot of reasons.
I don't think it's changed in a different way than from the sporting world. You know, we still have new employees coming in every year. You have turnover. You have the millennials. They're coming into the workforce. Mm-hmm. They're coming onto the basketball pitch. You've got technology. But you still got the fundamentals are still there. It's still hard work. It's still working with people. It's still leadership. It's still who's mentoring you, who's sponsoring you, mm-hmm. creativity, innovation. So I don't think it's – I mean, I think the surrounding pieces have changed, but the fundamentals are still the same.
That's good to hear. Lucy Gilson is with us here for a few minutes till Gino – well, she'll be here for a while. Gino will fit right in. We'll talk basketball in the second half hour tonight. Speaking of which, one of Gino's players – happens to be a student of yours. That would be Morgan Tuck, who may or may not stay for another year here. A lot, so that decision will come after the season is over. But she's quite the young lady. How is she in the classroom?
She's great. She's engaged. She works hard. She gets on with the other students. And she also, you know, they travel a lot. I mean, the nature of being a D1 athlete is they're gone. And yet she puts in the time, the effort, comes to see you, works well. No, impressive, very impressive.
Is she the same way in the classroom as she is on the court? Like if you do an interview with her, she doesn't mess around. She cuts right to the chase. Is that the way she is in the classroom too? Or if you're having a discussion with her, I guess I should say.
She's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's a very, very hard worker. She, yeah, probably. You know, you see it a little bit differently when you're the professor.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, no, she's definitely a very hard worker. She's great fun to have in class. She's engaged. You know, everybody speaks very highly of her. A lot of my colleagues have had her in different classes over the years, and we've had a lot of the athletes in our classes, and they're good.
Last week, I had a chance to talk to Brianna Polito, who's a med student, and we were getting ready to record stuff for senior day. And I asked her, does what you do on the basketball court or things that you've learned from Gino, can you translate that to the classroom? Do you see that in some of the athletes on how they prepare maybe on the court or the football field or wherever, how it translates to the classroom?
So I think at UConn, we do an amazing job with our athletes in the classroom. Our students are prepared, they're respectful, they work incredibly, incredibly hard, and I don't think people realize how much work they have to put in on the court at the same time as being a student. Mm-hmm. And in one of my classes this year, I have some other student athletes, and they are truly some of the hardest workers out there. Now, we do a really, really good job on that. I'm very proud of us as a university.
Mm-hmm.
Where the women's basketball team are, I think, a little bit special is that, you know, and Gino talks about this, you know, he expects a level of decorum from them at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that.
Yep, he and Chris Daly have really set the ground roots to great success, and it starts off the court, everything that they do. All right, it's a leadership conference. How is it different from management? What's the difference between the two in the business world?
So management is about getting things done. What are the plans, the goals, meeting the budget? Leadership is really the next level, the big picture. How do we set the strategy? How do we have the vision? And the conference is really designed for people who are in or moving into leadership roles. So you might have been a great manager. You've been really successful in your role for a number of years. How do you move to that next level? So we try and bring in some really keynote, top-notch people to talk about what it is to encourage creativity. How do you transition? You know, what is the leadership, the big picture piece all about?
All right, Lucy Gilson is with us. We'll take a break here. Coach should be here anytime. It all depends on traffic. It's the Farmington Bank Coaches Show presented by the Hartford Law Firm of Escassi and Davis. Don't forget, 8:30 tonight, pregame for the men at SMU. Second to last game of the season. And then Sunday they have their senior day against UCF, pregame at 1:30. And, of course, Joe and Wayne will have all the festivities right here on the network. We'll take a break, back with more from Gino's Grill here in Southington after this for Frontier Communications and Laz Parking.